Thursday, August 14, 2008. Editorial. The show on the sidelines in Beijing. If anything positive has come out of the debacle that is the Beijing Olympics so far, it is the clarity that the Games have brought to the debate on national identity by demonstrating the pride, or lack thereof, of public figures in the Taiwanese team and the country itself. When asked how he felt about participating in the Games, Guo Yanwen, a member of the Olympic baseball team, said, "I hope to perform well and show the Chinese what we got. Don't call us Zhongguo Taipei, Taipei China, anymore." After being refused entry to China by Beijing Airport Police to cheer for the nation's Olympic athletes, cheerleading squad for Taiwan captain Yang Huiru dismissed criticism from those who called her provocative, asking, "Am I wrong to love my country?" After winning the bronze in the women's 48 kilograms category, weightlifter Chen Weiling said, "When I received the medal, all I could see was the flag representing Taiwan. All I could hear was the song representing Taiwan. And in my heart, I wanted to say, 'Go Taiwan.'" When a Chinese spectator shouted, "We are all Chinese," Chen replied with a short, sweet remark that said it all: "Go Taiwan." It is telling that Guo Yang and Chen, though not as influential as Chinese Nationalist Party KMT chairman Wu Boxiong and former KMT chairman Lian Zhan, are not afraid to show their feelings for the country they love. Unlike Wu and Lian, they have the backbone to stand up for the country by proudly saying the name Taiwan in front of a global audience. By contrast, Wu and Lian have put on a pitiful show during the Games. They have consistently played by Beijing's rules, not daring to utter either the word Taiwan or the nation's official title, the Republic of China, the name they have so often argued is inseparable from the nation's identity. Instead, the public was treated to scenes of toadying and elbow rubbing with Chinese President Hu Jintao. To add insult to injury, the Chinese language Next magazine reported yesterday that Wu had struck a secret deal with China during his meeting with Hu in May. The report said Wu agreed that Taiwan would accept its placement during the Olympic opening procession based on the number of strokes in the character Zhong in exchange for Taiwan's Olympic team being addressed by Chinese media as Zhonghua Taipei, Chinese Taipei, rather than Zhongguo Taipei. Wu must respond to this allegation and substantiate his repeated professions that he loves his country. presenting Taiwan's Olympic team with 200,000 new Taiwanese dollars in spending money is not worth a fraction of showing some backbone to Beijing. On a trip that should have focused on cheering the nation's athletes, the behavior of Wu and Lian has above all served the interests of the Chinese government. It is painfully clear that the former vice president and the chairman of Taiwan's governing party have no intention of demanding respect on behalf of the 23 million people of Taiwan and have no expectation that Beijing will show any respect. Hope lies not in these poor examples of leadership by Wu and Lian, but in the courage, determination, and unreserved pride of the people like Guo, Chen, and Yang.